I gotta send somebody from this squadron to Miramar. I gotta do something here. I still can't believe it. I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to Top Gun.
Welcome once again, dear listeners, to another episode of Aeronauts. My name is Eldrick, and again, together with me is Boss and Vincent. As you've heard from the clip we've just played, it was a dialogue between the ship's admiral telling Maverick and Goose that they will be sent to Top Gun. As mentioned in the previous episode, today is a special kind of episode. I will be talking about Top Gun, the best movie of all time for me, and we will talk about how did the media influence us into aviation. I am sure some of you would be wondering, what is Top Gun all about? Well, Top Gun is a United States Navy fighter weapons school that is dedicated to teach fighter pilots the laws of air combat maneuvering or dogfighting skills, where two aircraft, for example, the friendly and enemy aircraft, would come head to head into a close encounter to shoot each other down. So the instructor in this case will be enemy, and the student pilot will be the friendly aircraft. So in a practice scenario, they will go head to head with each other, and they will learn their air combat flight maneuvering skills at the stage. The handpicked instructors will teach a handful of the best pilots from the Navy to train at Top Gun air combat tactics and systems, and also to survive in a dogfight. The skills or training knowledge that the pilots receive will then go back to their respective squadron in the Navy to pass their knowledge down to their comrades in the Navy and in their squadron.
So Audric, is Top Gun a real school, or is it just a made-up school on the movie?
Top Gun is actually based on a real established United States Navy fighter weapons school. It was established after the Vietnam War, where a handful picked instructors decided to establish this school to teach the laws of air combat maneuvering, also called dogfighting, to the handpicked next generation best of the best pilots. Because the Navy was losing the aerial combat during the Vietnam War time without having those skills. So they came up with mock-up training where the student pilots and instructor pilots will go head-to-head in an aerial dogfight and learn from each other and to be better. And then when the students graduate, they will return to their respective squadron in the Navy and pass on their knowledge from Top Gun to the other Navy pilots.
All right.
Yeah.
So, at what age did you see this movie, actually?
I remember, 10 years old, I think. 9 or 10, somewhere there.
So,
I mean, I was quite young.
What parts of the movie did you, sort of, okay, I want to be a pilot. So what parts of the movie actually brought out that part of the, I want to be a pilot kind of thing?
Hang on, boss. Before you ask all this, Audrey hasn't even explained the movie. What is the movie all about, bro?
Oh, yeah. Okay, then explain about the movie.
Yeah, let the audience know what the movie is all about.
Okay, all right. Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm not sure whether this short synoptic of the movie is going to sound good, but I'm just going to try my best.
All right.
Okay. The movie Top Gun involves a young fighter pilot called Maverick and his radar intercept officer, who in the Navy has given a chance from his fighter squadron to go to Top Gun school to train and to fly against the best fighter pilots in the world. While in Top Gun, Maverick struggles to be at his best and gets romantically involved with his civilian instructor, and thereafter losing his radar intercept officer and friend Goose in an aircraft training incident, he is given a second chance to redeem himself, which he did in the last section of the movie in an aerial dogfight with their adversaries. And he tends to claim 3 aerial combat kills, and in the future, Maverick keens on being an instructor at Top Gun, whereby this year we will have another second Top Gun sequel called Top Gun Maverick.
Okay. So yeah, back to my question again. So what parts of the movie actually sort of made you interested at the age of 9 or 10 to become a pilot?
For me, basically, it's just the raw flying scenes and excitement of the movie that they produce together with the awesome soundtracks and actors like Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, where they portray their own character in the movie in such a way that it excites me. And basically, it's just the raw flying stunts that they do in the movie, and also the swagger that Tom Cruise and all his actors and actresses portray in the movie in a such a way.
Okay. So having said that, I'm sure one of your favorite characters you will idolize. So who could it be?
Okay, for me, it's definitely gonna be Maverick, because I feel that he's got the good character to portray as the best pilot in Top Gun, because he's got the swagger, he's got knowledge, the skill. And also the confidence, I believe, to portray a good fighter pilot.
Okay, so why not Goose? Why not Hollywood?
Because for me, Goose isn't a pilot, so I'm inspired by Maverick because he's a pilot. So Goose definitely has a good character in a way that he's jovial and also is a good support backseater for Maverick, and they have good teamwork to begin with. I believe Maverick is still the best for me.
What about Val Kilmer?
I wouldn't idolize him because I feel that he's a bit of he has a bit of arrogance in him, and he just thinks that he's got everything and he's right all the time. And in the movie, he also caused Maverick to lose his good friend, Goose, in a particular scene in the movie.
Okay, you mentioned earlier that you admire his confidence, Maverick's confidence. Am I correct?
Yes,
okay,
correct.
So what do you think one should attain in order to be confident like him? What do you think?
For me, I would think that to be confident, you need to have skills, you need to have knowledge, and need to know when to apply those knowledge and skill, because as the movie portrays, a fighter pilot have to be quick and have the fast reflexes to be able to fly the jet and also multitask.
So, Aldrich, what particular scene do you like from the movie?
The most, probably the best scene for me is going to be the last part of the movie, where Maverick, in the end, becomes a hero. After where he, in Top Gun, he was a bit struggling to get a hold of himself, and he has lost his fellow comrade, his radar intercept officer. So in that particular scene, he so-called got his confidence back and managed to also save his wingman from getting shot down, and also got 3 combat kills of his own. So-called, he also, can call him an ace pilot in that era at that time. And so I like that scene because he's confident and he knows how he got all the skills from Top Gun and use it against his enemy and also get to save his wingman and work as a team at the end of that part. At the end, he got to have the recognition of a real graduate pilot from Top Gun.
I'm bringing him in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what? This is it, Maverick.
I'm gonna hit the brakes. He'll fly right by.
Shit, he's gonna get a lock on us. Now!
I got a good lock. Firing.
Top Gun is your best ever movie. So,
best aviation movie, not the best overall movie for me. I mean, amongst the other movies. So, yeah,
so since aviation, this best is a special movie, episode just for Top Gun, or mostly about Top Gun, people are wondering how many times a week or a month that you watch Top Gun.
I'm actually curious about that too.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, but honestly, every month, I think there will be at least once or twice.
Which character would you want to, you know, be portray? Yeah.
At this age,
I don't have a family yet, but if I would want, I think a bit of Maverick and a bit of Goose character to portray.
When you say a bit of this and a bit of that, which parts of a bit do you mean?
For Maverick, I think because his swagger and his confidence. And for Goose, I think it's because he's of his character, of his jovial character and a family character, a family man. Yeah, that's what I can say.
In every movie, there is a lesson to be learned. So what did you learn from Top Gun?
What I learned is that you cannot take things for granted. Like example, you have to accept other people's criticism and also advice.
So from there, how did it evolve from fighter pilot to civil aviation? How did it evolve for you?
Actually, after this movie, when I had my first commercial flight experience, I went to Bali with my parents for a holiday. I sat on the 777, Malaysia Airlines 777. Mm-hmm. And then I got amazed of how this wonderful big flying machine can take us so far with just two engines, and bringing so many passengers and so high up into the sky. So that got me thinking. One day I want to be that guy who sits in the cockpit to travel the world in style.
Oh wow! Okay. Basically, what is actually Vincent and myself at this moment we're trying to brain is you are so interested in Maverick's lifestyle of doing jet fighter style of lifestyle and all these things, but then you fancy commercial piloting. So for us, we're trying to brain that, you know, trying to understand that you like something that is kind of like wild and exotic. Why?
because basically, I mean, most of my close friends will know that I got this inspiration from Top Gun because it's just mainly because I got it from Top Gun. And then after Top Gun, I went through to air shows. My dad took me to air shows, and that's when I got the passion for aviation from.
Next question I want to ask you is, have you thought of joining the military instead of doing the commercial airlines?
Yeah.
Like I said just now, after I got my first flight experience on the commercial jet, during that trip, I think probably commercial flying will be much more like advantage or have a lot of benefits.
Okay, now having said that you have a pilot background right now, okay, at after so long, right? So you have a pilot. I mean, after so long, as in like since you were a child, you must have become a pilot, and you became one, and all these things. So now, what is the difference between what you imagine a pilot life is going to be, and what? Well, and how is it right now?
How different it is from the show they portray.
Because as a child, you'll be like, oh, you know, it's cool. You know, you'd get to do a 360 flip and all these things. I mean, it is awesome. I'm not saying, you know, even I as a young kid, also, I'm very impressionable. But after coming to this age now, in a sense where we are going to be, we are going to be in the airlines, we're actually flying. So what is the difference between what we imagined it to be and what actually is?
For me, I think that it's totally different than what I imagined when mm-hmm. I was young. Of course, it's not easy to be a pilot mm-hmm. in a way that we have to go through vigorous training, and then also need a lot of concentration and good mentality lah, in a way, and discipline.
Basically,
as well.
The opposite of what Maverick showed lah. In other words,
yeah. Correct. You're correct. Just that because it's mm-hmm. a movie. You know, they just want to show people what is just what are the basics of Top Gun. This is a small basic part of Top Gun only. That's it. Not like in depth, really in depth. So they just want to show the audience that a fun part of Top Gun. You know, it's not so like into too detailed into Top Gun. You know, if not, it's gonna be too like boring, I think.
Now, why is the movie worth watching, and how would you recommend it?
For me, okay, let's say for me, I recommend those who are interested in aviation or flying mm-hmm. because in my perspective, Top Gun is a movie where it is well made for aviation because of the well-produced flying mm-hmm. scenes and with the actors like Val Kilmer and Maverick that portrays the fighter pilot's character mm-hmm. and they make the movie in such a way that it's interesting and exciting to watch.
So basically, they really played out the characters as how a pilot, a military pilot, will do, lah. Is that so?
In a certain way, yes, lah. Because I mean, some of the parts, of course, they're a bit comedy, lah. But then that's it.
Okay, thanks. So then, any other feedbacks that you'd like to say about Top Gun before we proceed to how did media influence us into aviation? Vincent, Ulrich?
Since we have, I have already finished talking about the movie Top Gun, we will be playing a few snippets of the movie. Hope you guys will like it.
You can be my wingman anytime. Bullshit. You can be mine.
Yeah! Big one.
You up for this one, Maverick?
Just a walk in the park, Kazansky.
What you got now, Chester?
Okay, man, let's turn and burn.
I still got him. He's still back there. Come on, man, do some of that pilot shit.
Yeah, I got him.
All right. Since you guys have already listened to the short audio, I would encourage those who have not watched the movie to watch it. And I hope you guys will enjoy the movie like I did. And I'm looking forward to watching Top Gun second sequel, as I mentioned before, Top Gun Maverick, where Maverick will come back as an instructor to teach the next generation of future fighter pilots. And I think there will be some parts or showing about some drones in the movie.
So who do you think will be playing what characters?
All I know that most of the characters are young and example out of military flying school, and then they will be under Maverick's teachings and coaching. So I'm not sure, but I know there will be a woman Air Force pilot in the movie, not like in the previous movie Top Gun. So I'm also like exciting to watch what she will be doing in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's about it on my end. Vincent, how about you?
Yep, I'm good. Let's proceed.
Let's proceed. On to the next.
Okay, since we have talked about the movie Top Gun, guys, how did the media influence you guys on how you got interested in aviation or to be pilots?
Vincent, you want to go first?
In my case, I'm a gamer. I like to play games, so I can spend hours and hours of playing games. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, on the PS1 or the PS2, where I actually pick up this game called Ace Combat. But after playing it for a while, I kind of got bored of it, and that's how it is, lah.
So actually, when was the time you started the Ace Combat?
When was the time? I think.
Which era? PlayStation 1 or which PlayStation PlayStation era?
I honestly can't remember, but I can remember it's either PlayStation 1 or PlayStation 2. That's all.
Oh, okay. Those times the graphics wasn't that good yet, lah. I mean, like a bit okay, lah, for me.
Of course, but there's another reason. Maybe because I'm actually my house is quite near the airport, so every time there will be planes flying overhead my house, you know.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah.
So you can actually hear the airplane. So maybe that could be one of the reasons why I was interested in aviation. I really don't know.
I'm curious myself.
Yeah. All right, this is the awkward time for my session. All right. I would say I started aviation pretty young. Movies. I think Air Force One. If you remember the movie Air Force One, that really kicked it a little bit. Kicked it off. I really enjoyed the part where you know, the aircraft, you know, that's full of elegance and all those things. But what really boosted me was I really wanted to play a flight simulator game, and I got, not unlike Vincent, I got the commercial type. So I got Microsoft Flight Simulator 2002, and yeah, I was literally hooked on ever since the age of 10 or 11. And yeah, I would compare, I mean, at a very young age, the graphics at that time was like very awe and all these things. So one of the few reasons why I had to change like 5 different computers is because I keep crashing the graphic card a lot. So finally, at this current age, as I am talking to you right now, I'm actually sort of multitasking in a sense where I'm playing Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020 right now, and I'm talking to you at the same time. So you can imagine my passion of flying is still ongoing. And probably Sully is something that I enjoyed watching, because it's sort of like, it's one of the miracle flights that not many really see it happen. So, and it,
for me...
For you?
Yeah, for me, I agree with you. The movie Sully also plays a role in how the airline pilots will train for the unknown, like for emergencies like this, like engine failures and whatever other emergencies, to keep on their toes and be ready for anything that is thrown at them. I guess it portrays a good movie for the and aviation enthusiasts and also the flying public.
Audrey, I mean, there's another TV series where I think you must have watched it, since, you know, I don't think Boss would have watched it because it's a Hong Kong series. Yeah, it's also regarding planes and commercial airlines, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, I agree.
I mean, would you encourage people to watch that TV series, or would you ask people to not bother about it and watch some other movies or series?
I mean, most of the flying public will love to watch this movie more than me because it's not much to flying, but it's more to a comedy and romance, I would say, some of the parts. And also to show the public what it's all about in the airline world. But for me, Top Gun is for those who love aviation and loves flying a lot. That's how I portray the movie. But I think in both ways, you can watch both movies. But for me, still the best is Top Gun. No doubt. No.
Earlier mentioned by Vincent and even Aldrich, saying that there is a show in Hong Kong that portrays about the life of crew, right? So there's another TV show actually came out in 2015 onwards, I think. It's called Pan Am. It's okay. It gives a perspective of how cabin crew life, a very brief. And what made it a little bit interesting was, you know, there's espionage and all these things. So yeah, I would actually recommend that. It only lasted one season, but the bonus point is Christina Ricci is in there. So yeah, childhood sweetheart. Yeah, so yeah, I would say that for me, that one, I find it quite interesting for me to watch. Any other movies that stuck in your mind, both of y'all, that influenced you into flying or something?
Yeah, there's a few, like Stealth and Iron Eagle. That is a classic, one of the classics. But
What kind of websites do you actually refer to for airline pictures, aircraft pictures, or what this? Because like myself, I refer to, you know, like Jet Photos or even Airliners Net to get the latest gossip about aviation. How about you, Ulrich?
For me, I have another special interest to say. For me, aviation photography, because I just love planes. Mm-hmm. While they are in the landing phase with their flaps extended and the gears down, where they are coming in for the landing. And also takeoff, but mostly I love is landing because they are more close up and personal, and I can take the best and like detailed shot.
Okay. Actually, anytime an aircraft takes off or lands, is for me like it's a marvel. It's a sight that I wouldn't see. I wouldn't say now is rare, but as the aviation world always say, no two takeoffs and no two landings are the same. Yeah, that's my view on it.
Okay, so finally, guys, we have come to an end to our special episode on the movie Top Gun, and also the media on how it influences us in aviation. I hope you guys enjoyed this special episode with us, and I hope I inspired you guys to watch the movie somewhere in the future. So on the upcoming episode, we will be talking about the do's and don'ts in aviation, which include some safety-related discussions. Before we finish to the end of this show, please like, follow, and share us on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at AER0NUTS at AER0NUTS. Don't forget to recommend us to your friends about our podcast. Looking forward on to hearing some feedback from you guys. Thank you very much once again, and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye. Thank you very much, Ulrich, and bye-bye.